We're going back to Thanksgiving night, 30 years ago, 1976. Tom was stationed at White Beach Naval Base at the southern tip of Okinawa. And at the time, he was a seaman apprentice to the staff of Commander Amphibious Group 1. He was in the administration building with two other men, Robert Topin and Craig Howard. Howard was mechanically gifted, and he liked to prove that he could get in to sensitive areas that were off limits. And that Thanksgiving night, 30 years ago, Craig Howard had gotten into a vault that contained classified material and was yelling for Topin to join him. Tom Shepard watched as Topin ran by into the administration office that contained the vault. Shepard wondered what Howard had found in the vault that was so urgent. Listen now as retired Navy Chief Yeoman Tom Shepard tells what happened.
Here we go.
But when Topin came out, and this is kind of important, okay? When he came out, he kind of had tears in his eyes, and he said to himself, it's true. And it's a very small vault. It's about half as big as my kitchen, okay? And there's the filing cabinets or safes, you know, all lined up and around the walls there. And in the middle of the floor is a table. Well, on that table, he had a file spread out. And in that file was photographs. And he handed me one of them. He said, this is what it's about. Well, I didn't know what I was looking at, okay? One of them is a photograph of a truck with an alien body in front of it, okay, on the ground. And the truck had slats, and you could tell that it was in the desert. And the other alien was in the truck looking out, okay? But you could just barely kind of make him out because of the shadows involved from the slats.
So what you mean, Tom, is that the one that's in the truck is clearly alive?
Yeah.
And the one on the ground?
It's dead.
Are you looking at black and white photos?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
On the back, they had security markings.
And did they have dates?
I don't remember. They have those big stamps. And one of the stamps at the very top on the back of the photograph, okay, said top secret slash magic. And magic was spelt with a J. Mm-hmm. And I remember commenting to Howard, I said, well, look at here, they can't even spell magic right. And, you know, that's something that you just, you know, when you say it right, it's a funny thing. And then later, right, it's one of those things you don't forget. You know what I'm saying?
Was there anything about that file that would give you any possible timeline of when these photos were taken?
Yeah, the truck in the photograph had to be in the 30s or 40s. It was an old truck. Other than that, that's about it. I don't recall any dates in any of the correspondence of the file, but the file looked old. It had that old-style onion skin paper, you know, uh-huh. And it was browned. And some of it was not browned, and some of it was, you know, just sort of, it just looked like an old file.
Okay, now let's go back to the photographs.
Well, Linda, you know the alien that they have on display down there in the Roswell Museum?
Mm-hmm.
That they have in that from that movie?
Right.
That thing looked pretty close to that. Maybe a little bit shorter. But it had that lima bean-looking head, those skinny little slat sort of sunken eyes. Hardly any mouth, kind of a baby nose, no ears that are discernible, as you would know ears. It was just really creepy looking. It was obviously a reptilian kind of creature.
Okay, now when you say reptilian,
looked like snake skin or something like that.
But were you looking at scales?
You couldn't really even say it was scales, Linda. It was just sort of bumpy.
Any reptile on the earth that you are familiar with that might come close to the skin you were looking at?
Like a white snake. From the distance, you know, you can't really discern the scales itself. They just sort of mesh and blend together.
But it was light in comparison?
Light in color.
In comparison to the other colors around?
Absolutely.
How far from the camera was the body on the ground and the body in the truck?
The photographer had to have been about 8 to 10 feet back. You could see all of the back of the truck from about the cab's door on back.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see all the way up to the top of the slats.
And these are open slats, sort of like a rancher or a farmer would use?
Right.
When you use the term reptile, is that what came to your mind back in 1976 when you first saw that photo?
I got to be honest with you. I couldn't even imagine. I even said to Howard, what is this? And he said, well, what do you think it is? I don't even know. He says it's an alien creature from outer space. I said, no, it is not. And he says to me, he got a little angry with me. He goes, my God. I mean, you're looking right at one, okay? And you can't even believe it. It was definitely not a human being. I'll tell you that straight up.
Was there anything being worn? Was there any leotard? Were there any shoes?
No. It didn't have anything that looked like clothes on. It sort of looked like it had damage along one of its thighs on the side that was closer to the truck.
So the being is lying just flat on the ground naked, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not lying on a blanket or a tarp or anything?
No, not this one.
Was there any letter, correspondence, document that went with this photograph that would explain why some beings from outer space, one would be sitting on a bale of hay in the truck and one laying down on the ground?
I did notice the classification markings. There were huge classification stamps, mm-hmm. and there were, you know, signatures on those stamps.
And that's where you saw top secret magic?
Yes, I saw it there, and I saw it on some of the documents, too. I didn't discern it that good, Linda, because I was in that vault for maybe 5 minutes. Everybody started getting nervous. We need to put things up, get the heck out of there.
Before we get out of the vault, let's go to photograph number two.
Photograph number two is at the hangar, and you've got three aliens on skids that has some sort of a mat on it. And they're in the hangar, right near the door. And you can tell that it's one of those old-style hangars, okay, with that curved corner. You could see that, and you could see lines from the top of the hangar where the window is. Mm-hmm. They gave off a shadow, and you could see those lines going down on the ground. One alien looked pretty good.
Meaning?
He looked like he was basically intact.
But alive or dead?
Dead.
And again, nude like the other?
Yeah, they was all nude. I never saw any sort of clothing on any of these aliens.
So the one on the ground in the first photograph, and three on the pallet inside of the hangar in the second photograph, the bodies essentially look exactly the same?
The one did, but the other two looked badly beaten up or charred.
Were they all the same size?
They had to be between 3'8" to 4'2".
Based on?
My memory of where they were and how they were laid out, and the size of the skid was probably as big as my kitchen table that I'm at right now. They just about fit evenly on that.
What did he say to you in the vault with the photos in front of you?
Well, I was taken aback, as you can imagine. And I asked him, what am I looking at here? And he said, told me aliens and from outer space, you big dummy. And I said, oh, that just can't be. You know, I just blew that off. That's just, you know, a bunch of BS here, okay? And he made that comment that, my God, even if you're looking right at it, people won't believe. You know, you can't believe it. But he said, no, that's what it is.